July 20, 2021. This is the All American Podcast, and I'm your host, Paul Seawright. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show Ms. Marie Watson of the website marieinmontana.com. Marie operates that website as well as her Gab channel called Natural Farmhouse, and she operates these resources to provide you with natural wellness solutions. She is going to teach you how to improve your environment and your health by using natural remedies for everything from makeup to household cleaners. She sends a wonderful and important message about cleaning up your environment to maximize your health. And we're going to get into it with Ms. Watson right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Marie Watson of marieinmontana.com to the All American Podcast. Marie, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing fantastic. I'm really glad you could join us on the show today. You have a fantastic website where you talk a lot about self-help and getting people to clean up their lives. And it looks like by that you mean not just their physical environment, but also their health and their mind and the whole gamut. Can you speak a little bit more about what you're trying to do with your website and your business that you operate?
Well, several years ago, just a couple years ago, I started learning more about the ingredients that are in our foods that you buy at the store, and a lot of our cleaning products and personal care products, especially makeup for women. And how people are sicker today than they've ever been because we put so much crap into and on our bodies. And so our liver has a hard time filtering all that because most of it's synthetic fake ingredients. Mm-hmm. And so cheap fillers, stuff like that, just to, to fill it cheaply. And so the more I learned about that and the more I learned that certain health conditions that we may have can actually become better just by making those few simple changes by eating more natural, not eating prepackaged foods, and then using natural cleaning products by making them yourself or buying a good brand that is known not to have a lot of these endocrine disruptors in them, and then making your own mixes and just buying more trusted products as a whole. So then I just decided it's like any time you have good news or you learn something that's good and it's so helpful that you just wanted to share. So then I started my website and then I don't use Facebook or Instagram anymore. I did, but I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I have my Gab group and my Gab TV, which actually has been very, very much better than Facebook or Instagram has ever been for me. So that's been exciting. But the main thing is I just want to share what I've learned.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm just curious, did you get off of Facebook and Instagram because of the censorship and the...
Yes,
I thought so. A lot of people are experiencing that. So it's definitely better to support people who support you, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I had never been censored. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. The main thing was is I could not stomach anymore helping them make money after what they've done, what they're doing to our country, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think there is a lot of people that agree with that. And thank goodness it's motivated other platforms to turn out and people to start businesses like yourself. So thank you for starting your own business and helping all of us, by the way.
Yeah.
So your website has been around for a couple of years, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Okay. So a couple of years. And I love that you're talking specifically about women in some regards and the issue of makeup. I just want to touch on that for a quick minute because makeup, from what I've heard, is full of all sorts of toxins that are completely unnecessary and harmful to the body. So what do you recommend women do about their makeup?
Well, and yes, you're right. One of makeup is one of the biggest offenders, and you know, you put it on your face and you wear it all day. And then all the other stuff that you're putting on your face to clean it and to, you know, tone it and all this stuff that we women do. And so some of that you can make. I mean, I haven't made a lot of my own makeup. I've made my own face cleaners. I haven't made my own makeup, although I did try one time, and that was years ago, and that didn't turn out the greatest. But I just choose to buy brands that I know are don't use any of their. There's a list of about 2,500 different ingredients that they use in makeup that is very harmful to your hormones, endocrine disruptors. Some are even carcinogenic. And so I just don't buy brands that have any of that in there. So, I mean, I have a brand that I use. Pretty much everything that I don't make comes from them, from this one particular company.
Okay. Yeah. 2,500 toxic ingredients sounds like a huge list.
It's a big list. And another thing is that other countries have actually banned many of those ingredients, but for whatever reason, we have not here in America. So, but there's things you can do. Like I said, as far as the makeup, I don't make my own makeup, but I've made my own face cleansers and masks and things like that.
And are those items that people can learn about on your website?
Yes, some of them. And my blog on my website has.
Oh, your blog, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. You have a really nice blog. So yeah. about doing all this stuff for self, obviously it's just wonderful to take control of your own life like this. And I'm wondering, does this type of thing run in your family, or were you the first person in your family to take this sort of lifestyle on?
Well, I've always been of the preparedness mindset. So this, and that goes with all this, because my mom was a big prepper, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I've always been one of, as far back as I can remember, when we lived in Florida, when hurricane season came, we were already ready. And because I don't wait around. And so I was prepared. I didn't have to go to the store. And, you know, we had three hurricanes in 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
One time. And lost power every time for a week or more. And so, but we were already prepared for that. And so that's always been, preparedness has always just been part of what I do. So this actually goes right in line with that, because when you can make your own, when you make your own food mixes and you can make your own beauty products, or you can make your own cleaning products or stuff like that, that just makes you all the more prepared. Mm-hmm. So I've always been into the preparedness aspect of being trying to be a little more self-sufficient. But the learning about the ingredients and how harmful they were has only been in the last couple of years. So since then, though, several of my family members have gone on to follow me and do what I'm doing as far as trying to clean up their ingredients and, you know, just trying to make more natural decisions day by day. So I've always been of the preparedness mindset, but the learning about the products and our ingredients and how harmful they are has only been the last couple years.
Yeah, that is an evolutionary process. I know we all grow up never really questioning a whole lot about the products that we're given. We assume that they're all safe, because if not, well, they wouldn't be on the market. But what a big myth that is. huge myth. So yeah, we all kind of arrive at that conclusion at some point. I shouldn't say all of us, many of us do. You mentioned that some of your family have caught on to this. So how far is that spread with family and friends that you have? Or do you have those who just don't even think about or don't even care?
Oh yeah, I still have those. But my sisters, my nieces, my immediate family, most of them have, they might not be as far into it as I am, as far as done all the things that I've done, but they definitely are making better choices than they were. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What do you think is the roadblock for people
to getting into this. Is it a fact that they just don't know and need the information, or what is it that some people just don't care to provide more natural solutions and remedies for themselves?
Well, I think it's because, well, a couple of things. I think it's easier to do. Mm-hmm. Although to me, making my own products is not that hard, but it is still harder, I guess, than going to the store and picking up package X and bringing it home. So I think that everybody's so busy and going about, you know, working and doing all the things they do instead of coming home and making a, you know, making their own natural food or making, you know, mixing up their own whatever. They just go for the convenient route. And then the other thing I think stops people is one, they get overwhelmed because there's so much information out there. People are overwhelmed with all the information out there today on the internet, so they don't know where to begin. Mm-hmm. So I try to make it easy that it's just really very few steps, but people just get overwhelmed with all the information, I think.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. And the fact that you've provided a way to kind of filter out a lot of the noise and get to the point with a blog and recommendations is great. So are you finding yourself with a growing following over the last couple of years?
Yes. And like I said, a lot, even a lot more since I started the Gab channel. But yes, I think, it has increased, and people, you know, word of mouth as well, just around my, you know, my immediate friends and family here where we live. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely has increased.
Talk a little bit about the Gab channel. What are you doing on that channel?
Well, mainly I'm just making videos and sharing, you know, of not making my own products, and then ways you can support different parts, you know, your seasonal, your allergies, your allergic reactions. That was my latest video series. And then I just did a video on my freeze-dried food that I have, because I think that's important to have, you know, several different layers to your preparedness toolbox. So, And so I've done just different videos on different ways to support, or natural ways to support your hormones, which is a big one. And that's been the biggest thing for me, being a woman of certain age. And so that's just been a big one for me. And so I just try to show how to make or use different natural products to support your body naturally.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So can you talk a little bit about some of the things that people should be looking into for making their own food and other products? What are some easy ones that people can do? Because, you know, you mentioned earlier that some people may be overwhelmed or intimidated, but are there some easy things that people could do if they're first getting into this to get their foot in the door, so to speak?
A couple of the things are to make your own mixes, like to use in recipes, because that's easy. It's usually with spices and herbs that you already have. Mm-hmm. So I have lots of recipes of those, and I make them all up at one time, and then I use them whenever something calls for, you know, this, that, or the other. I have it already mixed up, and that's the big thing, is having it done before you need it. Mm-hmm. Because most people aren't going to do it when they need it. They're just going to throw in the towel and use the prepackaged stuff. So that's been a big thing, the mixes that I do ahead of time. And then using a lot of my recipes, or you know, use essential oils or herbs or other natural things. So making just a room spray, or making your own detergent. Mm-hmm. They're actually very simple. Very simple, very few ingredients, and pretty simple. Just takes a little bit of time. I've made rollerball recipes for different things. And so any of those things are very, very easy. But doing it ahead of time is, I think, the key, before you actually need it.
Yeah, one of the things that you touched on was making your own detergent, and you talked a little bit about essential oils too. And mm-hmm. I think you look at the store and the prices for detergent, they're outrageous. And you really can make your own detergent for very cheaply and effectively. I've done it with borax before. I don't know if that's what you use or if you use something else, but the price differential is massive. Can you talk a little bit about making your own detergent?
Yeah, I've made it a few different ways over the years. I've made powder, just my own powder detergent. I've made my own the liquid detergent. I've used borax, like you said. I've used washing soda. That's actually, both of those are actually in the recipe that I make. But also I use them just alone when I didn't have the other ingredients. And so, yeah, that was just, I've made different ones. I've switched on and off between the powder and the liquid. I've also bought brands that I know don't have a lot of the, because you think about it, you wear those clothes all day long. Mm-hmm. And if they have all kinds of terrible ingredients in them, it's just on your skin, which is your largest organ, all day long, not to mention how much they cost, like you said, because they are so very expensive. And then the cheaper ones are just cheap. So, you know, making your own is easy, and it doesn't take that much time.
Yeah, and you're right. Your clothes are leaching these chemicals into your body. And for those who don't know, borax is 100% natural product. It is not a synthetic, chemically derived product. it's right. Natural. Yeah. So what would you say the cost savings would be when you make your own detergent and you compare it to, say, a box of Tide or something? What do you think the cost comparison is?
Oh, per load. I mean, because you have to figure it out. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, if I have to buy, you know, these six things, say, to make it, then it's going to make it more expensive than store bought. But it's not, because you're going to use less, number one, and then two, it's going to go further. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I figured it out years ago when I first started doing, and I've been doing the detergent stuff longer than just the last couple of years. I figured it out years ago, and then it was enough savings for me to do it. I mean, mm-hmm. if I'm going to save, you know, 3 cents over each use, I don't know, that's not a very big motivator, aside from the fact that it is more natural, you know, I mean, you know, less synthetics and less harmful chemicals. But people have to see some kind of enough cost savings to make it worthwhile. That's true with anything. But I don't remember. I know a lot compared to Tide, because Tide is very expensive.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, compared to Tide, I mean, I don't know exactly how much you'd save. I just know you would save a lot. Even when I was buying detergent, I didn't buy Tide because, well, it's too expensive and full of harmful ingredients on top of it. So I don't know exactly how much you save. I guess it depends too on what you actually use it now, because some people use, you know, really cheap detergent. Mm-hmm. So, but I know the cost savings is definitely enough for me to continue doing it.
Yes, and the cost savings to your health is probably a big factor.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's important to invest in your health more than anything, because long term, nothing can be more catastrophic than a debilitating illness of some sort. So that makes perfect sense to me. You talked a little bit about essential oils too. I'm a big fan of essential oils, and I know a lot of people in the prepping world are. What are some of the essential oils that you like and why?
Oh, okay. Well, my favorites would have to be the ones I use for my hormone support, because that has made a humongous difference in my life, and it's kept me from going on any kind of synthetic medication. And so those three for me would be Endoflex. These are blends, Clary Sage, which is, and then a Progestins Plus. Those are all blends. The chemical components, the natural chemical components that are in those, are just very, very good at supporting those symptoms of, you know, the hot flashes. And that women, you know, that middle-aged women get hot flashes, and they're not being able to sleep and all these things. It has been a huge game changer for me. So those are probably three of my all-time favorites. And then, of course, there's lemon, lavender, and peppermint, because those are so versatile. You just have to, I mean, you could look up how they used lavender in World War II and all the different things you can do with those three, just those three. So those are my next three favorites, I think. So many good ones. And most people get scared off when you start talking about essential oils, because they don't understand that they're just distilled plants, trees, shrubs, resins. It's just distilled from those natural things. And so I think that holds a lot of people back from using them, because they think they don't understand that that's all it is.
Yeah, that's curious and strange, because I mean, it is a plant oil, and people are more interested in spraying an air freshener around a bunch of chemicals in it than using some pine oil in a diffuser or something. And that's
because it says they have a lavender scent. Everybody runs and buys it and everything, and it's just like, okay, so but what else does it have in it that is terrible for your hormones, especially? But yeah, so those, I would have to say those are my favorites, but I use so many of them because I use them in all my, the things that I make, and I just use them in diffusers. I use them in roller bottles. So yeah, those would be the three for my hormones would be the biggest game changer in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some other things that you make that may include essential oils?
Oh gosh. There are, like I said, I make a face mask. I've made the room sprays. I've made the lotion. I've made deodorant. What else? And then I've made cleaners, because lemon essential oil is a huge, can be used for cleaning just on its own. Mm-hmm. And then I have made, I put that in my detergent, hair serum. You can put it, I use it to put in, you know, there are, the brand of essential oils that I use has a whole line of oils that can be, that have been approved to be ingested. So a whole line of those. And so I put certain ones in capsules and take them that way.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that one before.
Oh yeah. A lot of people, there's two school thoughts with that, but, I've done enough studying that I land in one school there, but yeah, they have been approved by the FDA. This line, that Young Living has, and that is the Vitality line, but it has been approved to be used for ingesting. So I use those. Let's see, like I said, I've made lots of roller balls. I've made an arthritis, an arthritis salve. I've made things for your feet, you know, oils for your, or lotions for your feet. I've made quite a bit. I've, you know, tried different things, but I mean, you can just use them in anything that you can make, you can put oils in, basically. And the Vitality line, the other thing about I use those in my cooking. So I use the oregano, I use the all the different the different spices that are actually the oil equivalent of that. I use the cilantro, which I love. So I use those in my cooking all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's great, because oregano oil in particular is a strong antiviral.
It is.
Yes. And a lot of these essential oils, think that a lot of people don't realize this, they all have to some degree one or all of the following: antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, antiparasitic properties. And
yes,
it's a great way to make sure that your body is cleansing and detoxifying itself without the need for medication, which is synthetic and can often be harmful. And in some cases, that medication can kill you, but these plant oils aren't going to do that. So
No, they're not. And there's actually quite a bit of science behind essential oils, how they work, why they work. there is quite a bit of science if, you know, and I'm really into that kind of stuff. I don't like to share anything with anyone that I haven't first used and thoroughly investigated to make sure what I'm saying is correct. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of science behind it, but there's, you know, people are scared or nervous or whatever, but one of the best things I've ever done and used.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I use essential oils daily myself, and you talked a little bit about deodorant. I think that is fantastic. A lot of people are using this aluminum-based antiperspirant every single day, which I don't think they realize they're letting their body take in aluminum into the body, which is very harmful every day. But instead, you could use something like a natural deodorant that you create yourself. What kind of ingredients would you put in that, for example?
It's been a while since I made that because now I buy it already made for me. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, that my girlfriend and I, we both made a bunch of batches a couple of years ago. And so I don't remember everything that was in it, but I will tell you that you can use just essential oils as deodorant. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's certain ones that for men or for women, whatever, but you can use just those if you wanted to. Baking soda with, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things you can use. And I don't remember what was in the recipe because it's been several years that we made it. But now I actually buy it already made because, from Young Living, which is where I get my essential oils, because I know they don't use crappy ingredients. So I actually buy it already made now. So I don't remember what was in the recipe we used. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, we used all that up, and then Young Living makes one, and so I hit the easy button on that and buy
them. Well, you found a good product apparently, and it's good that a lot of these companies have met the demand because many people have been turning towards more natural products lately, and that's just great. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about health, you're talking about money, you know, so many things that you're gaining from this, including a sense of independence and doing for yourself. Talk a little bit about the feeling that people get when they start learning to do these things for themselves. What is that? Is it liberating? What is the freedom feeling like?
Well, for me, it was just that I don't have to. If something was to happen tomorrow, for the most part, I would be okay. I mean, everything would just go on the way it's going on for the most part in my house anyway. And then I would be able to use all these things that I've been working on and I make and I store to make me self-sufficient. It gives me a sense of, pride, I guess, mm-hmm. to a degree. And it gives me, I just feel more secure because I'm not dependent for the most part on other outside, you know, I guess I'm just trying to say that I prepare ahead of time. It gives me a great sense of joy because I like it so much, but I just feel more secure. And when people, you know, that's the same thing when the light finally comes on for people, when they realize, hey, I can make all these things that are just using these, you know, six essential oils, or just using these six herbs to make your own mixes, or you know, make your own, you know, make your own detergent, make your own cleaners. It's just like a light bulb because then they see how easy it is really as compared, how much money they can actually save over the long run. And then more importantly, their health.
Yeah, that's true. And with essential oils, you don't really use a lot for anything you make, do you?
Oh, no, gosh, no. Just no, as a matter of fact, when I first started with them, I'm in the mindset, you know, back then that I'm like, okay, well, if it says 2 drops, that means 4 drops is better. That is not true. And it's very, yeah, not good. And so if it says 2 drops, it's 2 drops. It's
2 drops.
yeah. And so, yeah, there's quite a few drops. And I think a larger bottle of at least the Young Living has 250 drops in it. So that goes a long way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And so
a small 1 ounce bottle can last you forever.
Oh, yes, forever. And but you do have to be careful that, that I will say this as far as essential oils as well, because there are lots and lots of brands, and you can get them at, you know, Walmart and Kmart, which we actually still have one of those. You can get them at the gas station almost. Mm. But you do want to be careful that you're getting a good brand, because a lot of those, they're just like every other kind of business where they add cheap fillers to it. And then they can say, here's your bottle of lavender, when really it's a bottle of cheap fillers with a little bit of lavender in it. So you do want to make sure, if you're trying to decrease the amount of toxins that you're using and the amount of synthetics, you do want to make sure if you're using oils or anything really, that you're using the oils that don't have, that it's just straight essential oil. So you do want to be careful with that, because people see price and they see, oh, I can get this for $3 at the gas station. Well, yeah, you can, but you might as well not.
You don't want to. Go for quality. Yes.
Right. Well, yeah. It's true for everything. It's just true for everything. You get what you pay for.
You're right. Yes, you're right. And I like the fact that you know that you can last for a long time in some sort of a difficult situation. So you're in Montana, I guess you could be snowed and iced in and have power go out, but you'd probably be fine surviving for a few weeks or so without any power, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're prepared that way too. So yeah.
Yeah. That's just great. Yeah. So to get into this, I mean, we touched a little bit on cost, but not a lot, because you know, you're going to save money in the long run, but some of these things, you know, that it does take some money to start up. Essential oils are not that cheap, even though they last a long time. Does starting a self-sufficient life require a lot of money or time?
Well, I don't, I mean, sure. Okay. To start with essential oils, you have to buy them. So there's that. But like you said, they last so long. I mean, you're not buying them every week, or you're not replacing a bottle every week. If you are, you're probably not doing it right. But there's that expense. But in my case, it's not all that awful amount of money. And then the other things, there is the initial, you know, to buy all the spices. Say if you're going to make those mixes I was talking about, you're going to have to buy, I like to make a big batch of it, of all the different ones all at one time. So of course I'm going to have to buy big bulk things of some of those things. So it may seem like it's more expensive, but I'm not buying those little bitty bottles that are really actually expensive. And then they suggest, you know, that you don't even keep those very long anyway. But I think sometimes it's in the beginning, yes, you do have to put some money into it to buy the things you might not normally buy. But I think if you weigh it, prepackaged food is not always that cheap, you know? So I think if you weighed it over the over time, it would not be any more expensive. But again, you cannot put a price on your health. And
that's
so
a fact.
Yeah. And so in the beginning I was that way, because I'm like to be very thrifty. I have always been that way. So I was like, you know, to look at this one bottle, say of essential oil, I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know. But then once I found out all that I could do with that bottle, I don't think I told you, but I make my own perfume too. Lots of different recipes for that, because you're spraying that all over your body and then you're wearing it all day. So you want that to be good, and it's actually quite easy. So I've got lots of recipes for that. But anyway, I do think it's just a mindset changing, you know, buying, for instance, like I the certain things that I buy from Young Living, the other stuff, not just their essential oils, because they have over about 600 products total, is that I just swapped buying it from here to there. So I just transferred the money from one place to another. So it's worth any increase that you may have in your finances over the long run. And again, because of your help.
Yeah.
So I don't have that hang up anymore, but I did in the beginning.
Yeah, up front it can be a lot, but it's true. I mean, I went out and bought a bunch of essential oils when I first started getting into it, and I thought, wow, these things cost a bit. Well, some of them do, not all of them.
Right, not all.
But then, yeah, they last forever. And when you're using a drop here or drop there, which is all that's required, that bottle will last you for months and months, even though it may have cost you $10, $15 to purchase it, depending on the oil type that is. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like the lemon, lavender, peppermint, those are, well, at least the peppermint and the lemon are one of a couple of the most least expensive oils you can buy. And they're workhorses as far as what they can do to help support your body and to help around the house. And so, yeah, it's all on the mindset as well, how you look at it.
Yeah. And you talked about perfume, and I'm wondering, have you or anyone you know gotten off of the regular store-bought designer perfume and started using essential oils and noticed a positive health impact as a result of that?
Well, I have for sure, because I have asthma. So I was very limited in what I could use anyway, because certain things just didn't work for me, or even be around people that have certain kinds on, it would just mess my breathing all up. So it has for me for sure, because I can make exactly, I know exactly what goes into it. I can put the oils that I want in it, which are, the oils that don't, the fragrances or whatever that don't bother me or whatever. So for me, it definitely has, because I can't, there's so many I could not wear anyway. And I also have a niece that has asthma, and so the same for her. So yeah, it's been a big change for me as far as, cause I was getting to where I wasn't wearing any because I couldn't.
And now you're getting a natural medicine when you put on your essential oils.
That's exactly right. That's what I tell everybody. You get, yeah, they smell. I mean, even if you just did it for smell, that's wonderful, but you get all the benefit of that, you know, of that, plant that the good Lord put here for us to use.
Yes.
And so you get all the benefits from that too. And there are so many, so many.
So how was your asthma affected in particular?
You mean when I wore makeup? I mean, when I put on the perfume?
When you switched to the essential oil, what?
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I would put on perfume before, store-bought perfume, it didn't take certain kinds, depending on what was in them and what the smell was or whatever. It didn't take very long to where I was wheezing and mostly just wheezing and stuff. Just my breathing would be all, cause you know, you're spraying it on your chest or whatever, and then I'm breathing it in all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really bad. And so I just stopped using it. So then I just started experimenting and found some that worked for me. And then I can put it on, spray it on, put it all over, and it doesn't bother me at all. But again, that's the other thing I wanted to share about natural stuff is that it's not one size fits all. You get to pick the alternative things that you try. You don't just go to the store and get a package that's made for everyone. You get to tailor it to you. So whether you get to, everything is all about you. And so, because everyone's different, we were all created different. And so not everybody's body is going to be the same. And so treating it the same seems crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So I really love that about it, because you can tailor everything in this type of lifestyle to you and what your body needs. And that's one of the big things I like about it. I say that over and over again.
Yeah, that's just excellent. And so for those who are thinking about getting into this way of life, and they may be sitting on the fence because they think going to the store is easier and more convenient, what would you say to them? And in kind of wrapping up here, what is your message to people like that who are on the fence because the store is more convenient or they think it's cheaper? What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, you still go to the store. So, there's that. I go on the perimeters of the store more than the middles where all the other prepackaged stuff is. And I think again, you have to change your mindset. You don't go for, I think people think, oh, popping open the box or popping open the package is the easiest way to go, because I think really they don't think about, they don't know enough about the harmful side effects of it, of all these things. So they don't, I think if people knew more about that, like you said in the beginning, we think, oh, it's gotta be safe because our because we're allowed to put it in there, or because these companies are allowed to do that. Well, that's not actually true. And so if once people realize that, though, their whole mindset changes, mm-hmm. because it's not harder to go to buy to buy more natural stuff. It really isn't. I mean, it's actually easier because you don't even have to read labels. You don't have to look and, you know, see what's in it. I mean, you don't, because if you go around the perimeter of the store or buy more natural things, you just look. It's an apples and apples and apple for the most part.
No, no, that's okay. I just want to comment that that's a great message. And I like the idea that you stay to the perimeter rather than the center of the store. The perimeter is where you find all the fresh things and all the healthy things and not the processed things. So that's a great message and a good thing to keep in mind when you go shopping. I agree. So Marie, I want to thank you very much for joining me on the All American Podcast today. And I want to make sure that we get the message out about what you're doing. Everybody go to marieinmontana.com and check out the blog and all of the recommendations that Marie has, and go to gab.com and check out her channel there, so you can see some of her video presentations on helping you live a more self-sufficient life. And Marie, I want to thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing your videos and speaking with you again in the future. It's been a very informative discussion today, and I want to thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for inviting me. And yes, check out my Gab channel, which is Natural Farmhouse.
Natural Farmhouse on gab.com. Yeah. Thank you again, Marie, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. You too.
All righty. Take care.
You too.